Pat Green. A lot has occurred since Wave on Wave in Pat Green's life. And believe it or not, I actually have Pat Green on the line right now. I'm going to check in with him. And before I bring Pat on here, I want to just admit to you, sir, that I know you're from Texas. I have never really been to Texas.
Oh, no.
I know. I stopped at an airport. I don't count that being in Texas, you know. I always see on TV all this Texas barbecue. See, up here, it is all about the hog, and we got world champion barbecue up here.
Oh, yeah.
But, ma'am, when you go out for good, real Texas barbecue, like, where do you go? Where's your favorite places to go?
The two places I would say that come straight to mind are is Stubbs Barbecue in Austin and the Salt Lick, which is out, I don't know, probably 30 minutes south of Austin, out just in the middle of the country. Mm-hmm. And the thing about Salt Lick, it's BYOB.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's so cool. But you're going to wait for an hour before you get in.
Wow.
No matter what, it's just the best food in the world.
Is this the kind of place where they, like, carve you up the brisket, put it in like some brown paper, and say, here you go?
That's what I was about to say. There's no plates.
Yeah.
Cooper's Barbecue is pretty good, too, out in Milano, Texas.
And now you're originally from Austin, right? Or
yeah, we lived there for a long time. My wife and I started our family there, and, you know, we still maintain a little residence there. But, yeah, for the most part, we live in Fort Worth.
Okay.
Just because it's closer to the airport, you know, it just makes things easier to get around the country.
But what's been going on, man? What have you been up to? What are you into? And what's happening with Pat Green?
Man, we've just been writing music, recording music. I've been doing an awful lot of painting and sculpting and, you know, just to keep that creative juice flowing, so to speak. And, you know, I don't know how else to say it. I'm sure it gets, you know, people get tired of hearing it, but you know, I just had a really blessed life.
You know,
I wake up in the morning and all I got to do is sit around and make stuff up. So it's a fun way to go.
Dude, you've got the a couple things I want to hit on. The Pat Green Foundation. What all do you do with the Pat Green Foundation?
My wife and I started that. Of course, when you get to a certain age, I think once I passed the big four, you kind of just get this overwhelming sense of gratitude towards, you know, the moon and stars, whatever you want to call it. You know, for us, it's God. And, you know, we just have this overwhelming sense of that we need to give. And so what we do, our foundation is formed to give money to other foundations that are unheard of or that nobody knows about. So the Gladney Foundation, which looks after kids with adoption, the Ben Hogan Foundation looks after kids with asthma, the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, only 25,000 people in the U.S. suffer from that horrible disease, and so it's just hard to it's hard to raise funds for them. And then the Seal Legacy Foundation are the four that we have been focused on for the last couple of years. But Seal Legacy Foundation looks after the wives and children of fallen Navy SEALs. So
wow.
But you know, unless I was talking about it, nobody here would even know.
We are up here in Southern Illinois. We're the home of David Lee Murphy. In fact, I work.
Great guy.
He is a cool dude. I work with his brother. He's our sports guy here at the station. And so he kind of gives me updates and everything. But I'll hear stories of like, well, he wrote this song and got it to this performer or whatever. And then he made a quarter of $1 million or something. And that kind of fascinates me.
It's amazing what you can do.
I'm like,
yeah,
that's...
I've been on songwriting nights with David. And he really is a very nice man. You know, my wife, I always tell him every time I see him, you know, my wife and I started dancing to Dust on the Bottle, and it was pretty much over after that.
you had her hooked right there.
Man, I can dance. I can twist it, man, I tell you.
Now we're talking. Well, brother, man, hey, we're looking forward to it. Here's the deal. It's Pat Green at the DuQuoin State Fair. Aaron Lewis is going to be with him. It's Thursday, September the 1st. My goodness, you can get a ticket as low as $15. Pat Green, that is unheard of in this day and age.
It's perfect. I really, you know, I have never been a guy that has the upscale tickets. I just don't, you know, because I think the average Joe out there doesn't want to pay $200 to go out for a night. They want to pay, you know, here's $50. I can have a couple of brews.
Yeah.
I can enjoy some music. You know, that's all I need.
And make sure you follow Pat Green on Facebook. Hey, there's a whole lot more than just wave on wave to this guy. That's the main thing right there.
Oh, that's right. I'm a 3-time Grammy loser.
Dude, no, man. I'm excited, brother, and I'm ready to shake your hand and bring you up there on stage, and we'll just have a good time when you're here, buddy. I appreciate your time this morning, Pat.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great day. Thanks for having me on the air.